Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I am Father Cedric Pazenia, and I am committed to helping you live with passion. In order for that to happen, you got to grow and mature and change and go forward. We're all in process. None of us are done. We got to keep moving, and it's a choice. And I want you to make that choice over and over and over again to grow well. Let me share some scripture with you. And I'll break this open in my homily. This comes from Luke chapter 2, and it's about Jesus. Remember, he was 12 years old. They found him in the temple at age 12. And then he went with his parents and came to Nazareth and was obedient to his parents. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom, age, and favor before God and people. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So what was Jesus doing from age 12 to age 30 when he came on the scene? He was baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan. What was he doing? Those are the hidden years of Jesus, the mysterious years of Jesus. Many people wonder, what did he do during all those years? Did he go to India? Was he taught? You know, exactly what happened? Well, we don't have it in the scriptures. We don't know. But the scriptures tell us in some way, shape, or form, not where he went, but what happened to him. He grew in age, of course, grace with God, and wisdom. Jesus didn't need to grow morally. I mean, he was always innocent. He was always pure. He never sinned. But virtue, for example, wisdom, he learned. He grew. Virtue isn't just given to you at birth. It is acquired as you do it. No pain, no gain, if you've ever heard that. For example, patience. You don't get patience when you're born. You get it by being patient in difficult situations. Generosity. You don't just get that when you're born. You become generous as you live generously. So there's all these different virtues that are really important that you can get. Forgiveness, for example. Forgiveness is something, the only way to get it is by forgiving. Everybody wants to be a forgiving person, but nobody wants anybody to want to have to forgive, you know, because that can be really hard. So Jesus was growing. And to me, that's a metaphor for our life. We need to grow in wisdom, in virtue, in experience. We need to grow as human beings. We need to come to maturity, to growth, to change. And that can happen in all of our lives. I am committed to helping you live with passion. And I've discovered that in order to live with passion, you can't be stagnant. You must keep changing. Life is about change, isn't it? It's about growing. It's about maturing. So let me continue with this. When I got into a religious life, this is years ago. I've been a religious now. You know that I'm a passionist. You see my habit here. I'm a passionist Catholic priest. That's a religious community like the Franciscans or the Jesuits or the Servites or the Dominicans. We're called Passionists. And we have a dedication to the Passion of Christ. We meditate upon that. Well, you don't just join the community. They do something that we call forming us. And I go like this because you ever heard that verse from Jeremiah? God is the potter and we are the clay. Forming, recreating, teaching, adapting you, helping you to understand the tradition. See, the Passionist was a whole new way of life. Community, prayer, learning about St. Paul of the Cross, and they don't ordain you right away. You go through the process. You let God's hands get on you and work in the clay. And it's the same way. And then when you're ready for ordination, hopefully after 5, 6, 7, 8 years, novitiate and philosophy and schooling and community and ministry, after all that time and after all that forming, hopefully you've grown in wisdom, forgiveness, tolerance, patience, virtue. And when finally you get to the point of ordination, they ordain you. And you profess your vows first, then they ordain you, and you become a passionist. See, and I bring all that up because we are all being formed. We are all being formed. That's the purpose of life. God is the potter, and we are the clay. That's what the Bible says in Jeremiah. And so in order to grow, you have to let God's hands get in your life, and He will help form you, not for ordination or not to become a passionist. He will prepare you to meet Him. That's what life is all about. Life is a preparation for the beatific vision. We are preparing to meet God. Remember what Jesus said in the gospel? He said, I will go and prepare a place for you. Well, He is preparing a place for us in heaven, but the Holy Spirit comes to make us holy and to prepare us for the place. We are being formed. We are being made holy. We are acquiring virtue. This is the purpose of life. It's very significant. Oftentimes people talk about life as being a journey, and it is. You know, we grow, we're born, we grow, we're moving, we're journeying, we're going forward. Well, a journey, if you look it up in the dictionary, it's a movement from one place to another. But life is more than a journey. Life is a pilgrimage. Along the pilgrimage, everything is significant. Everything has meaning. The people that you meet, the places that you go, the sufferings that you endure, it all has meaning. It's your responsibility to look for the meaning. What is God teaching me in this situation, with this relationship, with these people? So you have to understand that we're all being formed. We're being transformed. I went to a workshop on aging, and I'm getting some of this material from this. It's wonderful to hear. The teacher, her name was Jane Thibault, and she wrote a book about growing older. And she made a distinction between getting older and growing older. Now, I realize that a lot of you that are watching this program are older than me, and we're all getting older every day, day by day, one day at a time, year by year. Oh, how the years are flying by. We're all getting older. But not everybody is growing older. Now, remember, this is all about growth. Growing older is a decision. Everybody's getting older. There's no choice in that. But growing older is a decision to be thankful, to reach out to people, to realize your potential, to live with passion. You see, you make these choices to acquire virtue, to see life as meaningful and significant. So I have a question for you. Are you getting older or are you growing older? And one of my purposes as a Catholic priest is to help you to grow older. That's exactly what happened to Jesus. That's why He had so much wisdom. That's why He had such virtue. He didn't just get older. He grew in age, in grace, in wisdom. He learned. He acquired virtue. And I love that. He grew in grace. He grew in favor. He allowed God to work in him. He learned from his foster father, Joseph, as a carpenter. I spent so much time with my dad as a carpenter, and I learned so much basic common sense from carpentry. Same thing with Jesus. It wasn't just, you know, imputed in him when he was born. He was human. He needed to grow. So the question I'm posing before you, are you getting older? Yeah, we all are. Are you growing older? Grow, just like Jesus. It's very, very important. I remember my aunt, who was 90 years old when she died. Before she died, I went to visit her. This is up in Massachusetts. And my aunt said to me, you know, God has me here for a reason. I'm 90 years old. He must have something for me to do. And I kind of smiled in myself, you know, here she is 90 years old, barely able to leave her home. What would God want for her to do? And what I told my aunt was this. Her name was Aunt Val. I said, Aunt Val, it's not so much what God wants you to do as what God wants to do in you. Did you get that distinction? It's not so much the actions as what God wants to do in you. It's not so much what God wants you to do, although that's important, but what God wants to do in you. Picture again the hands of God. God is the potter. We are the clay. And he wants to mold us and shape us into the very image of Jesus Christ. That comes right from Romans 28, 8, 28 through 30. That God predestined all of us to be conformed. There's that word, conformed, transformed, formed into the image of Jesus Christ. And what was Jesus like? Merciful, patient, generous, sacrificial in his love. You've all heard of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And that's the way Jesus was. And that's what that's the purpose of our life. It's all about growth, folks. It's all about coming to be. It's all about moving forward. Yes, we're all getting older, but not everybody is growing older. And you grow older as you gain virtue, as you come to maturity, as you become a person of integrity and virtue. And it's really, really, really important that this happen in your life. Because everybody's getting older, but not everybody is growing older. And that all comes by choice. Let's talk about growing. From the moment we're born and conceived, we grow. You know, you see a baby in the mother's womb. You've all seen pictures of that, your mother's belly. And then as you're born, you start to grow physically. Then we grow emotionally and intellectually, morally. We're in the midst of a world of growth. Everywhere we go, there's growth. I was driving down the tollway in Houston recently. I had been away for 2 weeks, home to visit my mom. I came back. I could hardly believe my eyes. The same tollway that I always take, the same highway. All of a sudden, in the last 2 weeks, a four-story building had grown up. They hadn't completed it, but the structure was there. And I said, look what they did in 2 weeks. Look how construction everywhere and growth is happening and things are springing up and things are changing all the time. Isn't that the way life is? Things are changing. I saw a bumper sticker one time and it said, be patient with me. God's not done with me yet. I really like that. And if you've ever heard Joyce Meyer preach, she says, I'm okay and I'm on my way. So what I'm trying to talk about is that there are change that's happening. Things are moving. Growth is occurring, both in society, in people. Life is a pilgrimage with tremendous meaning. I remember Ruth Graham Bell, the wife of Dr. Billy Graham. She died some years ago. I believe she was 88 years old, something like that. And she's buried at the library there, the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte, North Carolina. She's buried in the grounds right outside there. She had something very interesting put on her tombstone. And she had these words, kind of humorous, construction has ended. Thank you for your patience. I really like that. Because she was driving down the street one time and there was a lot of construction going on. So she said, that's perfect for my gravestone. Construction has ended. Thank you for your patience. And what she was proclaiming is that life is all about being under construction. You ever go through a construction zone? It's interesting. It takes time. There's a big mess. And there's a lot of work going on. And isn't that the way it is in our life? It takes time to grow. There's usually messes everywhere. And there's a lot of work going on. Don't discount your life right now, whatever you're going through. Even if you're alone at home, God is working in you. You know what it says in the Bible in Philippians? Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That doesn't mean that you earn your salvation. That means that you acquire virtue, that you grow, that you work toward becoming, that you grow older. You don't just get older. So we're all under construction, and construction is messy. There's lights, there's potholes, there's different things in our life, and it can be very difficult. So growth occurs all over the place. I was just thinking, I was walking outside one time, trees everywhere, grass growing, flowers and everything. And I just thought to myself, if you just meditate for a moment, life is a parable. If you just look at life for a moment, snapshots of life, trees that are growing, the grass that's growing, the flowers that are growing, people that are growing physically, babies are growing. And as I looked at the grass and the trees and I saw how high they were and everything, I thought to myself, you know what, this is what life is telling us ought to be happening in us. We ought to be growing, again, not just physically, but in terms of maturity, in terms of virtue, in terms of becoming the image of Jesus. Life's a parable. Just take a look at it. One time, some Greeks came up to Jesus. This is in the Gospel of John. This is such a crucial verse, and I want you to get this. Greeks came up to Jesus. You know who the Greeks were? They were the philosophers. I spent a whole year of my life in school studying philosophy. There were great philosophers, Plato, Aristotle, Descartes, Spinoza, all these different philosophies. And we would study the philosophy and look at their different ideas and see if it kind of jived with our thoughts and our experience. And well, anyway, these Greeks were philosophers, and they were coming up to Jesus, and they wanted some new revolutionary, highfalutin, something they've never heard before. After all, Jesus is this great teacher. So the Greeks came up to Jesus, and Philip brought them, and he told Jesus, you know, these Greeks are here to see you. And it's interesting. Jesus knew that they wanted a philosophy. They wanted this new teaching. They wanted something they've never heard before, and he gave them something. I hope you don't miss this. He gave them something mind-blowing. He gave them a philosophy they've never heard before. He gave them something so revolutionary they probably didn't get it, and I hope you get it. And what Jesus said was this to these Greeks, to these philosophers, and what he's saying to us, and please get this. He said, unless the seed dies, it just remains a seed. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. And that's what he told them. Unless a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it just remains a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it bears fruit. And that's, what was he saying? He was talking about growth and a revolutionary concept of how to grow. If you've ever seen a seed, and this is something, by the way, that Aristotle never taught about, Plato never taught about, any of those Greek philosophers. Jesus was talking about rebirth and transformation and growth and revolutionizing your life and how to become a new person. They wanted intellectual philosophy. Jesus was talking about morality. He was talking about who you are as a person. He was talking about your character. And I don't even know if they got that, and I don't know if most people that read the Bible get that about the seed dying. See, if you've ever seen a seed, it's very interesting. Because Jesus told us something spellbinding and magnificent here, unparalleled and oftentimes unappreciated. Well, if you've ever seen a seed planted, it's interesting. The seed goes into the ground and it's dark in there. There's pressure and it takes time. Do you notice what I'm saying? In order to grow, in order for something to happen, there's harsh conditions. It's dark. There's pressure. But at the right moment, at the right moment, there's something that happens. The seed breaks. It no longer is a seed. It becomes something different. And this is what Jesus was telling the Greeks. You know, you are what you are right now, but there needs to be a dying and a transformation. And that's exactly what happens. The seed breaks open and a shoot comes forth from it, a growth. Every tree that you see came from a seed. Every flower that you see came from a seed. Every piece of grass that you see came from a seed. Oftentimes in the springtime, you'll see seeds floating everywhere, scattered throughout the wind. So Jesus was really an optimist. He would see these seeds and he preached about real life. And his philosophy was, unless you die to self, unless there be a breaking open, remember how it happens, in darkness, in pressure, and in time, then you're just going to remain a seed. But if you die, if you grow, if you make good decisions, new life will come forward. We've never heard a philosophy like that before. No one has ever been able to. This is the Son of God telling us what real life is all about. And so don't just get old, but grow old. And you grow old in the pressure, in the darkness, in the hard times, in the right conditions, and then in time. Sometimes there can be dark, uncomfortable, pressure times in our life. Those can be some of the best times for you. I think about my sisters. I have two sisters, my older sister and my middle sister. For some reason, My middle sister and I, personality-wise, didn't click. And it was to put it mildly, it was a strained relationship. We never really had words or anything. It just, you know, we just weren't all that close. We never talk on the phone, hardly ever email each other, never see each other anymore. She lives in Maryland, I live in Houston. Well, something happened to my sister, unfortunately. She's a triathlete, she loves to bike, swim, run. Well, she was biking in California and the brakes gave out on her 10-speed and she went right down a mountain and got all tangled up in this brush and she really almost got killed. It was a terrible tragedy in her life. She was in the hospital for a long time and she really got hurt. A lot of broken bones. Her husband's a doctor, that helped. But anyway, she went through a terrible tragedy. On top of that, a couple years after that, she developed a disease called Guillain-Barré syndrome. It mimics MS, and she's only 60 years old. She's not that old. And what it does is it makes you extraordinarily tired. You can barely get out of bed. You have to fight to do anything, even to eat. So here's my sister, used to being a triathlete and all these different things, and now she's hurting in this way. Well, I have to tell you something. Her sufferings softened her and opened her up to deepen relationships. Now she's very different toward me. We talk on the phone, there's no tension. We email. Right at this very moment as I'm taping this, she's with my mother in the hospital, helping my mother, who's 90 years old and about to have heart surgery. So she participates in the family, she helps, she's become generous. You see, what happened is, in her sufferings, she made some decisions about her life and what the type of person that she wanted to become. Did she want to become bitter or better? And that's what I mean about, are you getting older or growing older? This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.